Stories Podcast.
Hello, everyone.
This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast, a podcast from guysfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon, and I really shouldn't be eating while doing these. Normally, you'll hear a 100-word story all by itself, but it's Saturday, and that's the day we have the weekly challenge. I post a topic, and y'all have a week to come up with a story based on that topic. It sounds fun, doesn't it? Well. Brad Z, the nemesis of Planet Z, picked the topic of airplane, and we got a bunch of stories in, and at least it's double digits, so we aren't going into the toilet. Welcome back, everyone. Let's find out who won last week. This you goes first this week. And that's Senedra Rivera of Sends 2 Cents. She always wins. Except she didn't turn a story in this week. That's okay. It, you know, you turn one in every other week, or, you know, every 3 weeks, or once a month, or once in a blue moon, or just once, and then you're like, oh, I am so above this, I'm going to go to Drabblecast, or I'm going to go to Ron Ely of Science, whatever. It's okay. All's cool. Anyway, let's go with Guy David of GuyDavid.com, and here he is.
Hi there, and welcome to another weekly challenge. I'm Guy from Night Guy, the podcast that is an endless exploration of the future, coming from the past. Find me at nightguy.guydavid.com. And now, I have for you part 14 of the Chirapa. Enjoy! Meeting Harriet and Bob left Chaqueto Chirapa a little shaken. Harriet was friendly enough, though a little too friendly. But Bob? That was another matter altogether. There was a look in his eyes Chaqueto Chirapa didn't like at all. He thought about his Chirapa left alone without a leader while he was out meeting podcasters, actors, and people in strange alien suits that looked nothing like the real aliens he had seen in pictures back home. Home. He could almost see the underground tunnels. A sudden wave of yearning washed over him. He decided to catch the next airplane home.
That was Guy David of GuyDavid.com, and this podcast has the Guy David tag. Thanks, Guy. By the way, it looks like he's going to be shutting down the 16th. I love that one when he was doing his music and all that stuff. It was cool just, you know, putting that out and freaking out. It was cool. But he's going to be shuttering that, then making it a part of his other one, bringing it all together into Night Guy Night. Okay, I can't do it as well as he does. The text for each story is in the show notes. They're at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with links to everybody's homepage or podcast or whatever the hell they sent me to link. Also, you can vote on your favorites there, but don't do that just yet, because you haven't heard them all. All right. It's time for the veterans. These are the people who keep coming back for more and more and more and more. And guess what? More. Next up is Jeff Height of Great Heights. I'm not going to mention the URL of everyone, because all the URLs are in the podcast notes, too. And I keep getting them wrong. So here's Jeff Height. He's come back, and he's come back with this.
This is Jeffrey Height with another 100-word story entry. This is week number 128 with the prompt airplane. I call this one Look Up in the Skies.
Look up at the sky! Hey, is that the flashback? Come on, you know the flashback doesn't fly. It must be Super Guy. Are you crazy? The Super Guy's costume doesn't look anything like that. Maybe it's from the League of Bad Guys.
Do they even have anyone that can fly like that? I thought they all had machines to help them fly.
True, true. Then who could it be?
What are you guys doing?
Oh, hi, we're trying to figure out what superhero that is up there.
Really? Where?
Right up there!
That thing?
Yep, that one.
Dudes, that's an airplane!
I want to thank my readers this evening. They were my sons, in order of appearance, Christopher, Patrick, and Thomas Height. If you like this story, please come out to my site, greatheights.blogspot.com, and see the other ones like it. And join in the contest, where 100 words is only the beginning.
Thank you, Jeffrey, and I strongly urge everyone to go to Great Heights to write more than 100 words. You know, if you're like, I wrote this and it's 5,000 words and I can't get it down to 100, that Lawrence guy, he sucks. No, go over to Jeffrey Height and say, hey, I've got this that I can't shave down anymore, and he'll be like, ooh, nicely edited, all the garbage cut out of it, and then he'll be like, yeah, and it'll be really cool. See, because we all work together. We're all one big happy writing family. Except for that guy who does the Drabblecast.
He's too good for any of us.
Plus, he writes real long stuff. Anyway. Who's up next? Justin the Space Turtle. He's up. And he's bought new hair in Second Life. So if you want to go admire his hair, log on in and say, hey, Space Turtle, I want to admire your hair. And he'll be like, oh, okay, yeah, that's cool. And then you'll be like, oh, cool. And he's got new glasses, too. Anyway, here's Space Turtle.
Meow. Space Turtle. News from the front today. We've received a 100-word story with the topic of airplane and the title of In Advance. The kamikaze pilot drank. Began trying to impress the girl next to him with a war story. My Zero lifted from the runway, and I flew high into the air. It was my sole duty and honor to die that day. I flew in with the sun at my back, so the enemy could not easily see me. But there were already enemy airplanes flying, and from the side, they spotted me. I dodged their fire, shooting one plane down, then flew my Zero into the side of a destroyer, leaving a deadly wound.
When did this happen?
Tomorrow.
Yay! I love the effects the best. Yeah. Thank you, Justin. You can find more from Justin at the Beendom blah 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 Space Star. All the links are in the show notes. He's got a. If you need effects done for you, go talk to Justin. If you need music, go talk to Guy. And if you need some ironing done, I'm good with an iron. Next up is Tom from MIDI. .libsyn.com. He does all these MIDI things now because God forbid he would have like a thing looking for the American myth kind of podcast. Here's Tom. Now where's the stop button? Hold on. Oh, there it is.
Hello, my people. Tom here. I got this touching email the other day from a child with a miscellaneous terminal disease. He's hoping to get into the Guinness Book of World Records by having the most downloads to a music podcast without words. So go over to midi.libsyn.com and download 6 or 7,000 files. Make little Timmy Martin's last days happy ones. Now for tonight's story entitled, Do Aviators Dream of Electra Sheep? They gathered around the bamboo frame representation of the sky god. They had been gathering since 1937, when the Oxford anthropologists inquired into the deity's name. A older Micronesian told her they called the god Amelia. Somewhat rattled by the revelation, she asked if the old woman had actually talked to the aviator. Sure, want to meet her? After climbing to the top of Maya Mayapa, the anthropologist spied the Lockheed Electra 10E. There in the cockpit was Earhart speaking calmly into a radio set whose batteries had long been dead. Her battery, however, was good for another 1,000 years.
Oh, that's where she went. Okay, I didn't realize that. Thank you, Tom. You and that cancer kid looking for all the people trying to get the most MIDI downloads. Oh, that just gets to my heart right here. Thank you, Tom. Next up is... Who is next? Steven the Nuclear Man. Dun, 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 dun. No, he doesn't have his own music. No, he just tells the story like it is. You should talk to Guy David for music and, like, talk to Space Turtle. Or, you know, his... You know, sorry, here he is.
College-ruled paper had never looked so violent before.
Rat-a-tat-tat!
Sam maneuvered the folded remains of the notepad into familiar, twisting dogfights.
Kapow!
One, then two paper planes went down in imaginary flames. My old injuries ached, and I shifted against the smooth leather of my chair. Who had told my grandson? Who had let him watch the video?
Then, the boy narrated, the bastard snuck up from behind, and boom!
The last plane, my plane, spiraled to the green carpet.
That's how it happened, right, Grandpa?
I rose, balanced on my prosthetic legs, and left the house in silence.
Ooh, creepy story. Creepy grandma with fake leg. Did I say grandma? I meant to say grandpa. Creepy grandma with fake legs. Ooh, grandpa crashed in grandma's legs. It's already 10:30, man. I should have this done by now. I'm not going to Garf's today. That's 2 weeks in a row. I know. I didn't get any notes from him saying, hey, you gotta get in here and do all this cool stuff. We got all these getting. No, not this week. Oh, well. Oh, yeah. We're still doing this podcast thing. Thank you, Steve. Next up, Brad Z. He came up with this topic, so he's got the home court advantage, which means, you know, this is going to be great, right? Well, let's see. Let's see. Let's see if it turns out to be great.
Hi, this is Brad Z, and here is my submission for weekly challenge number 128, Airplane. Between 89 and 93, I was in the U.S. Navy. During that period, I was a jet mechanic on F-14 Tomcats. Yep, that's the same one that Tom Cruise's character flew in Top Gun. I was lucky enough to become a volunteer at an aviation museum that did receive an F-14 Tomcat a couple years ago. If you're interested in that, check the show notes and follow the link there, and there'll be more information for you. I've tried to explain flight deck operations before with little success. I think to truly understand the organized chaos, you have to be on board aircraft carrier. So, with that said, here's my 100-word attempt at it. Yellowwands taxi the aircraft into place. A grateful Tomcat kneels in gratitude and prepares for flight once again. Maintenance personnel scurry around the aircraft in a well-choreographed dance that completes the final check. Raw power illuminates the night as fire erupts from the exhaust. Vibration rattles to your bones as full power is reached. Personnel signal everything is go. Salutes are given. The catapult speeds down a deck with the aircraft in tow, and the Tomcat becomes airborne once again. Jet blast deflectors are lowered. The dancers await their next partner as she taxis up to the catapult.
Thank you, Brad Z. You can check out more from Brad Z. Go to the show notes, go to the link, and then the museum, and now things are flying around all this week. Probably the topic or something, I don't know. Anyway, next up is Wilma. She keeps coming back, And, yay, regular and all these people. And then all the people who don't come back are like, oh, no, I don't know what to do with this topic. I don't know what to do with this topic. You should do a story about, next topic should be, I don't know what to do with this topic. Hey, there you go. That's the topic y'all are wanting. Right, here's Wilma.
Howdy. This is Wilma with weekly challenge number 128. The title of this week's story is Unusual Customers.
What's a lovely like you doing at Sid's?
I love the romantic atmosphere, scented with sweat and grease, a real ladies' place. What's your story, cowboy?
Name's Airplane. I ride with the angels.
Why Airplane?
I have powerful legs. I propel myself off my bike and fly with my arms out to the side, like an airplane.
Do you do that for shits and giggles?
Nah, for the biker bros. I fly over them, I tap them on their third eye, giving them a vision they need to see.
And you roll with the Hell's Angels?
No, not those angels.
Thanks for listening, and happy trails.
Yay, we like angels. Yay, although the Anaheim Angels suck. Yay! thank you, Wilma. Wilma doesn't have a website or any of that stuff. Wilma puts all of her efforts into these stories 168 hours a week until this happens. Yay! Okay, next up is Leanna. Leanna hails from the great state of Idaho, where she teaches potatoes to dance. No, that's not true.
I teach potato to dance. This one is shaped sort of like Ethel Merriman. Can you hear it sing? It sings while it dances.
My pie is ready. I made apple pie. And it says, like, use an uncooked crust. And I'm like, ah, crap. I bought one of those pre-made crusts. I'm like, duh. I know you can get the frozen, you know, doughy ones, and I need to do that, the fresh ones. I'm stupid. You put them in a bobbly, but, like, apple pie and a bobbly pizza thing? Blech! Blech! Like, gross. Anyway, here's Leanna with her story.
Hey, everyone. Leanna here. These intros are suddenly becoming hard to do. I think I lost my funny in my absence. Not that I had much of a funny. He was just a little guy. Probably fell through a crack somewhere. I'm sure he'll find his way home eventually. For this week's challenge number 182, Airplane, I have the following story titled Crash and Burn. Sorry it's cheesy. Remember, I lost my funny. Welcome to Angel Planes, where we take you beyond the sky.
Angel? You mean I'm...
How else would you have come to the halfway point?
But mankind has planes.
Thank the muses. Name?
I remember driving, but... What was that?
Realization. Let's move on. Name?
Edward Nelson.
Oh, dear. I'm afraid you're not booked for a flight, sir.
Why not? Are you saying I'm going down there?
Unfortunately. Just take that hall to your left, and when you reach...
I'm flying to damnation?
Not at all. When you reach the end of the hall, take the elevator. It goes straight to ground floor.
Oh, boy. Mommy, can I push the button on the elevator? Please, 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 please. Oh, please, please. You know, if you push it more than once, it'll come faster. Thank you, Leon. And you haven't lost your funny. The funny guy hasn't fallen down a crack. No, he's standing right behind you, gawking at you. Ah. Okay, that's gross. Who's next? Oh, Anima. Anima Zabaleta has returned. She's got a wonderful story about one of her relatives. Or maybe not. Maybe it's just a guy who comes around. Anyway, here's Anima and her story.
Hello, Anima Zabaleta here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 128, themed airplanes. The weather outside might be phase one, but it's all roasty-toasty in Zabadabaland. This story, is Uncle Louie's magic. Uncle Louie is magical when he makes airplanes. A couple of creases, a few folds, and then he blows a little fairy dust under the wings to make them fly right. He's so good, he even gives his planes windows. Why windows, I ask?
So people can look out, silly.
A few puffs, and I have a fleet. Evening settles in. I want something more. Do planes fly when they're on fire?
Let's walk down to the lake and find out.
I light wings and launch the planes over the water. Ooh, look! You can see the people panicking inside.
Yay, burning things! I like burning things. I'm not doing the burning thing, though. The burning man, burning lion. I'm not doing that. I'm not sure. Don't get too excited. Anyway, thank you, Anima. Next up is Mike, the master of the clicky, clicky, clicky. He didn't send the text in the story, but he sent in the recording. So if you're, like, going based solely on the show notes,
you're not going to know what he wrote. You have to listen to the podcast.
Like, right now.
Greetings. Mike here again. And this is my entry for weekly challenge number 128, Airplane. Wright Flyer, Spruce Goose, Air Force One. Each name conjures up a specific image, but at their most basic, beneath their layers of mystique, they share a common name, Airplane. Man has invented ways to try and actually fly since at least the 6th century, but many a schoolchild has found he can experience the joy of flight with just 5 to 7 folds of a sheet of notebook paper, more if he is especially innovative in his wing design. Buoyed by the right breeze, his humble craft can shake free of Earth's bonds, defy gravity itself, and soar forever. Well, that's my story for this week. Hope you liked it. Bye.
Yay! Soar forever. Okay. I've just been way too silly this week, so what I'm going to do is just throw Planet Z at you, get this thing wrapped up and shipped out. Here comes Planet Z.
Back in World War II, I worked on decoys. Inflatable tanks, rubber soldiers, balsa wood airplanes. One night, while manning the lights at a fake airfield, a colonel arrives on a motorcycle and yells for a plane. The Red Baron is on the loose, he shouts. Drunk as a skunk. Before I can stop him, he's hopped in a decoy fighter and yelling for the crew to arm him and taxi him to the runway. My laughter stopped when the rubber men began to move. I didn't come out of the tower until after he landed, hoisted shoulders high to the empty officers' club.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories about airplane. Thanks to everyone who participated this week, and good luck in the voting that takes place on the website. Podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Pick your favorite stories from this week, and the winner goes first next week, and then chooses a topic, and then it's Halloween. You can also subscribe to the podcast RSS feed. One click subscribe to iTunes, Podcast Ready. The text for the stories are in the show notes. They're all there. The music for the opening and the closing were provided by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. There'll be the usual crap tomorrow and Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday, blah, 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 blah. And then on Saturday, another one of these weekly challenges. I'm going to post the topic in a little bit. In fact, I've already posted it. Figure that one out. Thank you once again for listening. And as always, keep it brief. Closing.